Hello, my name is Sharon Gourlay, and I'm the owner of Sacred Beginning. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, a hypnobirthing childbirth educator, and a Reiki master. Today, I'd like to take a few moments to talk about what is hypnosis. My question to you is, have you ever driven from point A to point B and totally not realized how you got to your destination? Have you ever meditated or daydreamed, got caught up in a book, a movie, or a television show? Well, all of these examples are the natural expression that our brain goes into for hypnosis every single day. We power down into that state without even realizing that we're doing it. As you're driving, you may be leaving work and you all of a sudden are at home and not realized all how you got there. Hypnosis is a feeling of deep, deep relaxation. It can be a feeling of focused concentration. It can be a deep state of meditation. A hypnotized person is not unconscious or submissive to another person's will. You're not in an eerie trance or prone to reveal confidential information. In fact, if you needed to move about, scratch your nose, you would be able to do that in hypnosis. That's why we find hypnosis is a perfect tool for birthing mothers. A hypnotized person is totally aware, a consenting participant. In fact, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis because we're fully in control, comfortably relaxed, and aware of our surroundings and what's going on. And if you are working with a clinical hypnotherapist, you have to give that hypnotherapist permission to take you to wherever you need to be or go in hypnosis. Some common applications of hypnosis, there are five basically. The first is a stage hypnotist, and everybody has probably seen one of those a time or two in their lives. And it's for entertainment purposes. We go and we see the stage hypnotist hypnotize a group of people to cluck like a duck or do something silly. Therapeutic hypnosis is the second kind of application, and it helps clients rid themselves of habits, phobias, performance issues, stress management, self-esteem building. So you're working directly with a clinical hypnotherapist to achieve those goals. The third is persuasive hypnosis, and we are inundated with those messages every single day. It's used by religious leaders, marketing organizations, politicians, and others to sway consumers and followers. Our fourth kind of hypnosis is birth hypnosis, childbirth. And basically, what this is self-hypnosis used to help the birthing mother achieve an ultimate depth of hypnosis so they can be loose and limp and free of any tension in their body so that they can work with their body and not against their body during birthing. And then the fifth type of hypnosis is medical hypnosis. And we see that used a lot in pre-surgical, some obstetrical emergency situations, and basically we're using healing imagery to impact the mind-body connection. In medical hypnosis, they can use hypnosis to reduce medicinal side effects. It can also help people with mental health issues as well as dental office procedures. In fact, in Iran, there's been two women who've given birth from a cesarean section, and they've been completely under hypnosis with no anesthesia from the beginning to the end of the procedure, which is quite amazing when you think about it. So those are the five common applications. So you may be sitting there thinking, am I going to be responsive to hypnosis? Most of the population is responsive to hypnosis. The higher the IQ, the more responsive you'll be. And why is that? You're easily able to follow a thought or idea with a higher IQ, and that is why you'll be able to go into hypnosis easier. Now, I'd like you to take just a moment and close your eyes and take in a deep, deep breath. And then exhale gently and easily. Breathe in again. And exhale gently and easily. And as you do, I want you to think about in your mind's eye going to your favorite kitchen. It could be a kitchen from your near or distant past. Whatever kitchen you go to is just right for you. Now, in that kitchen on the counter is a cutting board, a knife, and a round, plump, yellow lemon. I want you to look at the lemon. Go ahead and pick it up and examine it. Notice it's bright yellow, free of any shriveling. I want you to put that lemon down on the board and give yourself permission to pick up the knife. And as you do that, you slowly cut the knife in half. As you do that, notice how the juice of the lemon starts to make a puddle on the board. The lemon juice is going all over the board now. Now go ahead and put the knife down. Pick up the lemon and bring it to your nose. Smell it. Notice the citrus smell. And now, I want you to take the lemon and sink your teeth into it. Biting down and noticing the lemon flavor filling your entire mouth. Is your mouth beginning to water? If so, you may be a great subject for hypnosis. Thank you for listening to me today. If you're interested in hypnotherapy or hypnobirthing childbirth education services, please contact me at www.sacredbeginning.com or www.positivelymama.com. Thank you, and have a lovely day.